Greetings and God bless you, my friends and neighbors, and welcome to the Wow Factor, the word of wisdom designed to inspire, empower, and enlighten you in just a few short minutes at a time. My name is D.L. Wallace, and I am elated to be the host of this day's call, where our motto is simple: your soul will be blessed in 8 minutes or less. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your coworkers, your neighbors, your loved ones, and friends so they can have some inspiration to make it through the course of their day. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply, what's the difference? What's the difference? Think about it. We're all motivated by difference. There's a reason why you prefer Chick-fil-A over Burger King or vice versa. There's a reason why you prefer Popeyes over KFC. Yes, my friends, there is a reason that we've got differences, and we've got to know that God has created us to be different. Remember, the Bible says in Psalms 139:14, I will praise you, O Lord, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Yes, my friends, and then we discover in 2 Corinthians 5:17 that if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away and all things are become new. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we are different, but many saints don't know how to embrace or even identify what makes them unique from everybody else in the world. Do you know what makes you different, my friends? Do you know why you're so special and unique? We're going to find that out today in our DIFF acronym, the four-step formula for knowing why we are so unique and how to find out our uniqueness. Step one says we should take some time and discover. Yes, my friends and neighbors, just take some time and discover more about us. This means disconnecting from social media and the outside world for just a few days and thinking only about ourselves. We've got to ask ourselves the question, who am I? Why do I work the job I work? Why do I have these people as friends? Why do I grow angry? Why do I become excited? Then we have to ask, what do I like more than anything else? What do I believe about my purpose? What do I believe about my destiny in Christ? We should take a deep dive, my friends, and sit down with your pastors or ministry leaders or those people who are mentors of yours and ask them, what do they see in you and what attracted them to you? Yes, my friends and neighbors, we've got to take some time to discover because we all have gifts. Remember, the Bible says in Ephesians 4:11 that he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers. Then we discover in 1 Corinthians 7:7 that every man has his proper gift from God, one after this manner and another after that. My friends, I assure you that God made you to do some things that nobody else can do quite like you. You find it in Exodus 35:31. The Bible says that he had filled this man, Bezalel, with the Spirit of God in wisdom and understanding and in knowledge of what? Of all manner of workmanship. He knew how to work with brass and he knew how to work with gold. He knew how to work with copper. Everything that was required for him to make sculptures, he had received some power from God to do so. Every gift a man has come from the Lord, and we've got to discover those gifts, my friends. Once we discover our gifts, the second thing we've got to do is intensify. Once you know it, it's okay to show it. How could Jonah call himself a prophet unless he knew that he was one? When you discover your gifts, my friends, don't hide your gift and try to act like it doesn't exist and be embarrassed when somebody asks you to use it. On the contrary, be like the big companies do. Advertise your uniqueness. Put it up on a billboard. You know, these big companies buy ads on television and you see them all over the internet and they're showing you what they do. They've got these slogans. I remember Enterprise Rent-A-Car had a slogan that says, pick Enterprise. We'll pick you up. Then Avis, a competitor, had a slogan that said, we're Avis, we just try harder. Everybody has one. Remember the Verizon wireless man that walked around asking the question, can you hear me now? He was trying to show the difference. He was intensifying his difference. How are you intensifying your difference? Do people know that you can speak or teach or preach or sing or whatever you're able to do? You got to advertise it, then specialize it, and then harmonize it. Yes, my friends, specialize means that only pick one thing that you do really well. Harmonize it means incorporate your strengths into everything you do. I've got a sister who is a great entertainer, let me say. She can talk well. She can make people laugh. And when she discovered that she had a gift for emceeing programs, she created a whole business around it. And now people call her and say, we want you to come and speak at our this, or we want you to come host this for us, or become our MC for that. And yes, my friends, it happened because she advertised it. Remember, the Bible says in 1 Timothy 4:14, neglect not the gift that is in us. Then we discover discover in Colossians 3:23 that whatever we do, we should do it heartily as unto the Lord and not unto men. Once you discover your gift, my friends, then intensify it. After you intensify it, the next step is to forget every negative comment that made by others, because there will be some, every ounce of doubt, each moment of insecurity. You've got a job to do, and it requires confidence, and committing to forgetting is the key to growing confidence. There was this big circus performer. His name was P.T. Barnum. He started the Barnum and Bailey Circus. We know it as the Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey Circus. When he first started in the late 1800s, he was booed and ran out of many cities when he launched his first circus. He forgot the boos. He embraced the cheers. He connected to those who celebrated him. He disregarded those who didn't appreciate him. I challenge you to do like Paul said in Philippians 3:13. He says, I forget those things which are behind and reaching forth to those things which are before. He says, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Are you forgetting, my friends, and then pressing forward? We remember that we're supposed to not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our mind. That means where our mind should be focused on all that lies ahead and nothing that's behind. Don't let negativity or doubt get in the way. I don't care who tells you you can't. If you know it's your gift, God says you can. In Philippians 4:13, we can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us. The final step in our DIFF acronym, my friends, just reminds us to flow. Yes, I said flow, not drip. Because see, when you drip, that means you start and you stop, and you start and you stop. God wants us to flow. He doesn't want us to stagger. Once we start exercising our gifts, we will get better every day. I challenge you, my friends, to do what you do best each and every day. You may not be able to do it all day, but do it each day. Then don't fret because it's not perfect. Concentrate on continuous improvement. And notice, I place an emphasis on continuous. Just continue ye. Keep on going. The Bible tells to us in 2 Corinthians 4:6, for this cause we don't faint. For though our outward man may perish, our inward man is renewed day by day. Then we discover in Hebrews 12:1 that we should run with patience the race that is set before us. We all have a different race, my friends. Let's run it without stopping. My friends, that's all the time of yours I'm going to take today. Until we talk again on tomorrow, God bless you, God bless your families, and embrace the new and improving you.